American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Wow. What a week this has been. We're going to cap it off today. I've been waiting for the show all day today. I got to be really, really careful. What's happening in the state of Georgia right now? What's not happening in the state of Georgia. It's happening in Atlanta. It's happening in Fulton County. Interesting that it's not happening in any other county in the state of Georgia, but only Fulton County. And then we go back to Stacey Abrams' debacle when she lost by five figures, but declared when she was down by six figures that the election was going to be stolen from her in advance of the election even having been called. And to this day, she has never conceded. I submit to you, because we've been seeing this, we've been hearing this. This has been in the makes for some time. This has been planned here in the state of Georgia. We knew this was going to happen. And you know what? They're probably going to get away with it. And you'll know if you don't see any interest in the goofball John Ossoff, who lost to David Perdue, but because of Georgia's requirements, didn't get 50%. It goes to a runoff now, January 5th. So those of us that live here have to put up with this for the next 2 months. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I want all Georgians to be safe. David Perdue doesn't. He doesn't care about your safety. I do, and I'll fight for you and your family to be safe. David Perdue won't. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. You sit and scratch your head and go, what the hell is this guy even talking about? He's clueless. But David Perdue, you're gonna see this, because you're not gonna see the same turnout for the special election as you saw in the presidential election. The numbers aren't going to add up. But this has been in the works for quite some time in the state of Georgia. We've been expecting this, and it's happening in every precinct that it's happening in is all Democrat run. Every single one of them. Ask yourself why. Let's go to our guest today. We've got a classic AAR roundtable. Sans Neil McCabe, because Neil McCabe is literally neck deep in the fight. So busy that he can't make it here today. But this is a Sunday version of a roundtable on Friday. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. How you doing, Brad?
I'm making it, Mark. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Well, like you, I sense that in your voice. We'll have some fun here together today. Brad and I chatted back and forth last night. And it's interesting, we chatted this morning too, and I can't wait to tell you about that. That was fascinating. We'll go there in a few minutes. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. We chatted the other night, and when I got a text from you a couple nights ago, Justin, I sensed anger, I sensed fear, and I sensed almost some form of desperation, because there's nothing you could do to stop what's happening in your state. And am I right about that, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms?
You can see them stealing the election right in front of your eyes, and it's a pretty frightening and horrible feeling to see that happen. I mean, they're not just stealing the election by a few votes. I mean, they're stealing hundreds of thousands of votes, and it's just... Yeah, what country did we wake up in, man? It's nuts.
I know. Let me ask you this, Justin, because Pennsylvania, when I made my call, when we all made our calls on the show, I sit and scratch my head. First off, Georgia, I'm not scratching my head. People are thinking, what's going on in Georgia? This was planned. This had been planned ever since Stacey Abrams claimed she got robbed of an election that she never conceded, that she lost by over 50,000 votes, even after she admitted that she wasn't going to be able to overtake them. She basically said, I can't find any more votes, Justin. So, but I got robbed anyway. and never conceded. This was coming. We knew this was coming. But Pennsylvania, 700,000 votes up. I lived in Philly for about 2.5 to 3 years. I know what goes on in that city. And when you won't let people come in to see the Democrats of all people if they're so happy about being victorious, would be opening the doors going, hey, guys, come on, watch us count, watch yourself lose. Can't wait to show you this. You'd want that to go on. But they're hiding it. Why, Justin?
Pretty obvious. I think, you know, their actions show their intent. They're cheated.
Well, I mean, isn't it logical? Can't you draw that logical conclusion? Why are you covering up windows? Why are you not allowing anyone in? And why are you violating a court order? Why? It is pretty obvious. And Justin, by the way, I know you're busy during the days as the CEO of Carr Arms, and I want to thank both of you, man. I want to thank you both for coming in here on a Friday during the day for rare appearances and giving us a roundtable discussion on Friday afternoon. Brad, let me shift over to you real quick, brother. I mean, you heard what I was asking. Justin, what the hell is going on here, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it really looks fishy, doesn't it? And to me, probably the most disturbing part is that they're being so brazen about it because they know that their voters and supporters aren't going to hold them accountable for it. And that's all they care about. The media is not going to hold them accountable, and the voters aren't going to hold them accountable because we've gone so tribal in our politics that they feel like they can get away with anything that they want to.
You know, a great point, because social media, let me shift over to Justin. We're going to go back and forth here, guys. It's going to be a fun hour. It's going to fly right by, I promise you, unfortunately. But I think I could stay with you for hours today. But, Justin, social media is doing tremendous damage to the psyche of this nation. I can't – and, I probably will mention this because we had instances at my home last night with my wife and a close friend of hers who essentially went toe-to-toe. And as of right now – not sure we're friends. Okay. Did the same thing with relatives, Justin. All of it via social media, because social media empowers people to bring their true self out, doesn't it? And when they're emotional and they bring their true self out, you can't take it back because it's out there forever. And everybody that sees it, 50% of people are offended. And people don't even think of, they don't even think like that. But when people leave it out there, the social media is dangerous, Justin. Talk to me.
It's more dangerous because they're censoring us. The degree of censoring is just unbelievable right now. I mean, I have a Facebook, you know, like to post articles to it. And if it's anything about the Trump the stealing the election and the Trump election, you know, it gets censored. You can't post it.
Have you tried? Are they taking your post down when you do that?
Not all of them, but a lot of them, yeah.
They're blocking it.
If they don't like the article or they don't like the news site, they pretty much don't let you post anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, with a Biden victory, if that should happen, and this, but believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is not over by any stretch. Donald Trump's not going anywhere yet. But if, in fact, Biden is able to pull this out, big tech and the media, we're going to have big, big problems with big tech and the media, with censorship in big tech and nobody in government to hold them accountable, which they knew was coming. And there's still no guarantee that the Senate is going to stay. But not yet. We're not going to know that now till after the 5th of January, thanks to the state that I'm sitting in. But guys, media concerns me more than big tech. You guys know my disdain for the mainstream media. It's been for years. I've outed the media for years, and I can pinpoint everything that ills this nation. I can weave it right back in somehow to the media, because that's where people get and see all their stuff. But when you have a media that is so biased and so left-wing that now doesn't have Donald Trump calling them out as such every time, they're going to become they already are a propaganda wing of the Democrat machine. Brad, That's more frightening to me, I think, than anything else, because we've lost the media. We did years ago with bias, with liberal bias in the media. We all know it's documented. You can pull it up. So I'm going to go to the break with this, guys. Think about this when we come back. I want to talk about the media for just a couple minutes. We are getting ready to take a break. So Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about mainstream press. We're going to talk about biased news reporting and what it means in a Biden era. Should we be facing a Biden era? And as it stands right now, without court victories, that looks like what's going to happen. It is what it is. Nothing you can do about it. But I want to talk to you about the media. We're never going to get the truth. And let me tell you something. If Fox News reporting today, and since it is any indication, they're just as bad. They're just as bad. I'll be back with Brad Primo, Lead Singer's Whiskey, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, right after this. Don't go away.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. This is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Carr Arms Platinum microphone. It doesn't look very platinum now, huh? Because I'm on the black AT4040. It's a wonderful microphone. Maybe we'll paint it platinum or silver. But we can call it whatever we want. Because it's ours. We can do that. They can't take it away from us. All of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior product written directly for you, for your needs, by a real company who will go over your needs and write a policy for you in your name. You will be the insured, not somebody else. Think about that when it comes to your homes, your cars, your boats, your ATVs, your guns, and now possibly your freedom. I don't want to be an additional insured on somebody else's policy, not when I can be insured on my own, okay? Xinsurance.com. We'll talk about it later. Guys, Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Welcome back, Brad.
How's it going, Mark?
Going well. Justin Moon, CEO, Carr Arms, the Carr Arms microphone. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be back, Mark.
Let's talk media briefly. Media, by media, I mean big media. I mean, ABC, NBC, so you can CBS. I mean, MSDNC, I mean CNN, I mean Fox News, all of it. Guys, we've got documented proof. I don't have time to go over the numbers now, but the coverage of Donald Trump, for example, over his 4 years, and if you just want to look back at the campaign, was 97% negative versus 87 or 86% positive for Biden and so forth. And it skews like that, you know, every year. It's been like that forever. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. We saw the refusal to cover Hunter Biden's issues. We saw the refusal. They turn it away. Donald Trump, the ABC, NBC, and CBS networks cut off his press conference. The president of the United States press conference during the most contentious election in this nation's history. And the three networks, Justin, turned him off. Okay, that's called a lie of omission. How fearful are you of mainstream media and getting the facts out in this country going forward?
Well, I think the mainstream media is going to try to censor us more together with social media. And they're going to try to, you know, be even more aggressive with their propaganda. And they're probably going to demonize those who disagree with them, even to a greater extent.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing which does happen is one thing which that President Trump was able to accomplish is he labeled them as fake news pretty effectively.
Right.
When the media starts becoming so partisan in one way, somehow people seem to start realizing that they're being controlled. And I think, you know, you get more and more defections from the people who believe what the media says. So that may be the only silver lining on the dark cloud of the state of our media.
Well, it sounds like, and that's good. It's positive. I like that message because, like me, regardless of the outcome of this election, I absolutely believe that freedom will always prevail. I believe freedom is a tough fight. We're going to have to go through the meat grinder for a while, and it's difficult. Go ahead.
It's going to be tough. I don't know if freedom always prevails because freedom in the course of human history is a very rare thing, and it doesn't happen very often.
You are correct. And in that sense, I guess I'm talking about the 200 plus years of our history here. But freedom is under vicious attack. It's never been under attack like it is right now with this far left. And, you know, it's interesting to me, guys. Let me wrap up, exclamation point, your comments with this. I'm hearing that you, I appear to hear you say that you have faith in the American people, that they know that they're being screwed by the media, and that we'll probably wind up doing something about it because we do know that, right? And Trump is partly responsible for that in major ways.
Yeah, I hope we do something about it. I mean, I'm very happy to see that Trump is suing them to try for election fraud.
Okay, good. All right, I'm in agreement. Brad, you want to jump in on that? Mainstream press, yeah, how worried are you about? Because remember, a lie of omission, Brad, is censorship. Okay.
Sure, and I mean, I think in a lot of ways, Justin hit the nail on the head, though, in that, you know, I mean, I'll kind of expand on that, is that what Donald Trump has done in 4 years. I mean, look what the media has done to itself. Mm-hmm. Okay, trying to take down Donald Trump, they've set themselves on fire, permanently damaged their credibility with. What, 60 million people who voted for Trump so far this year? You know, that's a movement that Donald Trump has started. So, you know, it is scary. It's depressing to think about what we're up against. But at the same time, you know, we're not, you know, a bunch of little pygmies trying to fight off a giant. You know, there's at least 60 million of us that know what's up. Means something. It means something in a market, you know. I mean, if it means we all start, you know, gravitating towards Newsmax or One American News or another outlet that happens to pop up or whatever, you know, we still have hope, you know, we're still in the fight. So I don't, you know, we may be down right now, but we're not out. So I think we'll be okay.
You know, it's interesting to me. I go back to the beginnings of Fox News, for example, when Fox News was proud to be a conservative network, conservative leaning network, made no bones about it. And I seemed to agree with the principle that I like about it, and that is if I wanted to listen to liberal, progressive, communist, Marxist gibberish, I can go to any other network on the dial and get all that I want. And Fox had that figured out, and they exploded in ratings over the years. Now they're backpedaling now. Justin, this leaves opportunity. Sean and I were talking about this during the break, Justin. Sean, can you bring your mic live? Okay, Sean, you're in here. Would you tell Justin and Brad what you were saying to me during the break about the media, conservative media?
Yeah, what I was saying is, if you look at the amount of radio stations, the talk radio stations that are in this country, and how, think about it, every one of these stations has talk radio, conservative talk radio hosts. I would think that y'all would have a bigger, or us would have a bigger microphone than MSNBC and all that, because you have to remember there are people out there that don't have cable. There are people, my mother has no cable TV, never had cable TV. She watches the news, but it's sparingly. I mean, so I just wonder what are we doing wrong as a media outlet?
Justin, I mean, conservative viewpoints are dominate talk radio. No question about that. There are only two shows like this of its kind in syndication to the size that this show is, and in my Sunday show. You have Hannity, Limbaugh, you know, you have all this stuff. The word gets out, no question about it. But I think my answer to that question is because, believe it or not, even with the proliferation of cable news and satellite dish and everything else, the vast majority, and I've just been told we got 30 seconds. Sean, can we have an extra hour today? Can we cut into somebody else's program today? My gosh.
No.
You know, where I'm going with this is that predominant with ABC, NBC, and CBS, believe it or not, that's where most people still get the majority of their news. When we come back from the break, I want to ask these guys about that, let them exclamation point that, and then go on to a couple other topics. Where were gun owners? Did gun owners come out to vote? I would hope so, but I would also believe the results would have been a lot different, particularly in some of the states that we're seeing now. Georgia? Really? What did we leave on the table? We'll talk about it. Don't go away.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, boy. I tell you, fastest hour in radio. It's living up to its name. You know, we've been making some changes in the studio, and I appreciate the commentary from those of you who are watching and commenting in there. Yeah, this microphone does sound really good, doesn't it? This is the Audio-Technica 4040. It's a powerhouse. It's beautiful. I think I like it. I'm going to keep it. I've had it for years. I just haven't been using it for a number of different reasons. But as we move more into the digital world, that's why we're doing what we're doing in here. If you're watching us, you see what I mean with some of the changes to the mics and so forth in the studio. Please make sure to pass along where you can watch the show, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. By the end of the week, I think our reach is up over 65,000 to 70,000 people on the programs, and the numbers are growing. So it's great to be here with you today. Boy, let's go right back to it. We are, and let me get this business out of the way first, but we are in the gunbroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms microphone. All this is being brought to you by X Insurance, and we'll talk about some of our great partners coming up because I got really cool news on MyPillow, believe it or not. I've been conversing with them today. Big offer coming out on Tuesday next week. I'm just waiting for the copy so that I can give it to you. All right, Justin, let's start with you. Let's go ahead and put a exclamation point on big media. I want you to kind of just help us wrap that up. If there's anything else you'd like to add to that, please do.
Well, you know, since we started out with such a great Constitution and great founding fathers, we're right to conserve. And conservatives, if you look at our position, we're always right. But the reason why we always lose is that the left does occupy Wall Street, and we because we are conservative and law-abiding, when leftists takes over our institution and they pass do all these illegal, unconstitutional things, we say we have to follow the rules, and so we go along with it.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know what else is in line with that too, Justin? Now, you guys just had a huge rally. You know, you had the Rods of Iron Festival. What'd you have, 5,000 plus people, right?
Yeah, over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, let's face it, it's not real easy to get to that place. And you had people from all over the country. By that, I mean you're not right near a major city. It's a little bit of work. People are flying into Newark. They're driving up. Okay,
sure.
Whatever it may be. It's not like you're sitting in downtown Philadelphia. I mean, you're up in Greeley, Pennsylvania. You're up in beautiful country up there. And it's and you had 5,000 plus people come from all over the place, including around the world. But we try to have a rally. If you and I spent the next year putting together a Second Amendment rally, we'd be lucky to get 2,000 people there. Now, that might change if Biden's in office now. But generally speaking, our side does not do protest and does not do rally well like the left does. You know, they'll draw a million people to come after your gun rights or your, you know, abortion or support abortion. We tend not to be able to do that. Isn't that along the same lines of what you're saying?
Yeah, they beat the pants off us. They're much more effective. We need to acknowledge that the left are much more effective at civil disobedience, nonviolent civil disobedience, and protest and organizing community action. On the conservative side, we are very poor at doing political action.
Yeah, we haven't been good at it. And that
we're
says a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're awful at doing political action.
We really are. And it's true. Brad Primo, jump in. Justin is correct about that. And I ask you, you ever notice one of those, the left is always trying to take something from you. They want to take away your gun rights. They want more of your money. And they draw huge crowds to take things from people. They want to take your freedom and they want to give it to government. They want to take my money and give it to government. They want to confiscate your money, your corporate money, your personal wealth, and give it to government. They want to take your firearms from you. It's always about taking something, isn't it? We have Brad in there?
I'm right here. Sorry.
There we go. That's okay. It happens before, believe me. Go ahead.
A big part of their message, you know, kind of appeals to, you know, I guess maybe the darker side of our nature to want to take from people. I think with their ability to organize and protest or whatever, I mean, if you think about it, though, like when conservative people on the right want to do that, we get shamed. They shame us. They tell us that we hate. You know, it's a white supremacist rally. It's a, you know, whatever rally to take away, you know, they paint us as hateful people when really, you know, in my estimation, I know for me personally, you know, my political views come from a place of I have certain inalienable God-given rights I was born with. I want to be left alone, and I want to leave other people alone. I want people to have what they earn. I want to keep what I earn. You know, and that's, I think, where a lot of people come from. And I think this desire to kind of be left alone and live and let live and live the best life that I can with as little interference as possible doesn't really equate into having a lot of people come together in one place to broadcast that.
You know, it's such a great point. And while you were talking about that, I was looking at some threads in here, you know, the 2A rally, the other, you know, just last year in D.C., it only drew, you know, they'll say a couple thousand. I'd say that's probably on the high end. You know, a gun rights policy conference will draw 800 people, you know, 1,100. Virtually, it was far bigger than that. But I'm talking about putting boots on the ground. I participated and spoke at the first Second Amendment rally in Washington, D.C. ever to be held, put together by my good friend Skip Coriel, who has been looking for some counsel here over the last couple of days, too. And he spent a year at this thing. And, you know, I mean, I was broadcasting from WWRC from Bill Bennett's chair up there at the Salem station, WWRC, prior to the rally. Sitting in Bill Bennett's studio with Mancow, with some of the greatest leaders in the gun rights movement of all time on the show. It had a parade of 10, 15, 20 people coming in and out. Next day, the disappointment was you were lucky to have 1,000, 1,500 people there. Okay, we just don't do these things well. Now, guys, let me switch gears for just a second. During the break, when Sean and I were continuing our conversation about media, the subject of what we were talking about before, and which kind of works with this program as well. Justin and Brad, I made a decision many years ago on this program when I was putting together its format so that I could figure a way to make it grow. I was right about that, and it worked. People have asked me all the time, how come you don't have Shannon Watts on the show? How come you don't have these, you know, gun grabbers? How come you don't have Michael Bloomberg on? Because I hate watching that type of television. Remember, Justin, let's go to you. Do you remember watching Hannity and Combs?
Yeah.
Right? All they did is they sit and scream at each other with a guest in the middle of them. I turn that crap off. I can't watch it. And my deal with this show was I want this program to be a place for you as a freedom-loving, conservative patriot, gun owner, if you happen to be a gun owner, even if you're not, you're welcome in here, obviously. But I wanted it a place for conservative patriots who got their point of view. I intentionally designed this as an echo chamber for the very reason I said, if I want to watch a goofball liberal, I've got my choice of networks. So I focused in, lasered on that, and now we're here nearing 250 radio stations a dozen years later. Clearly the formula works. And it's disappointing when you see Fox decide, oh, let's bring all these liberals and say we're fair and balanced. They were balanced when it was just conservative. That was balanced to the fake news media. Isn't that, I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, we need a conservative echo chamber because really no conservative, there really aren't any echo chambers for conservatives. I mean, among the major media companies, none right now.
Not anymore.
Fox is not, I mean, Fox News has definitely gone to the other side. I mean, Fox commentary, you know, is still pretty conservative, but the news is not.
Well, I mean, I couldn't believe I was sitting listening to Brett Baird. You're right, Justin. You're right on the money with that. Brad Primo, CEO of Leadslinger's Whiskey, ledslingerswhiskey.com. Great products over there, by the way. Make sure to visit, put your zip code in, and find a distributor for Leadslinger's Whiskey's products. Do it today. But, Brad, I'm going to set this question up for you now. Again, time just gets by us. And do I have enough time for that? I guess I do. No, maybe not. Brad, I'll tell you what. Let me come with the media question with you, the echo chamber. And what I wanted to talk about specifically was I was very frustrated watching Brett Baer attack former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich today about the shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania. I literally could not believe what I was watching. And I tweeted out later, minutes afterwards, that very sentiment. I'll explain it when we come back. Go next to Brad Primo, CEO of Leadslinger's Whiskey. We've got one more segment left. I apologize, guys. The time flies so fast. Fastest hour on radio. I apologize. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. All right, guys, let me start with this. Let me quickly give you a very quick rundown on sponsor partners, please. It's very important. Pulse TV has got that World War II, that DVD thing for $9. You guys need to check that out. I've got mine. I'm a huge fan of that stuff. I stay up all night watching that stuff sometimes. I hate it, but I do. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, of course, the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone coming up on Sundays. PulseTV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D, and take a look at some of these great products. X Insurance. If you are watching on Facebook, even if you're not, and you want some information on X, there's a couple people that asked some questions and made some comments. After the show, I'm going to stay on the Facebook stream, and I'm going to answer some questions for you and tell you what you need to know. MyPillow.com. We've got a cool promo coming out, a butt-kicking promo coming out on Tuesday. And I will say this, Mike Lindell will be giving us a new rejoiner. We're going to be replacing Dr. Sebastian Gorka with the MyPillow guy. He loves me, and we're good friends. That's going to be fun. Car Arms. And I want to ask Justin today how far behind production is right now as far as deliveries. We'll do that in a second. Of course, gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. If you can't find it in your stores, you can find it at Gunbroker. I promise you that. Second Amendment Foundation. Two new cases last week. There's more coming. I think you're going to see a strategy develop here. I could be wrong, but when it comes to the Second Amendment Foundation, I'm generally not. So help us, saf.org. North American Arms, the minis, they're beautiful. I have one right here. See this? I tell you, I took it off when I was sitting down, but this is my Sidewinder. Absolutely love it. Goes with me everywhere. And, of course, DefenderCoffee.com, 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 promo code, just like it is at MyPillow, is AAR, AAR. Get 15% off of everything, or you can join the coffee club and get your coffee delivered for free, which is what I choose to do. And you can donate to whatever organization you want. All right, let's go back in to the roundtable. Brad, I'm going to jump right over to you. Then I've got a great question for Justin. I can't wait to hear this, hear his answer, hear all of it, basically. Brad, when I was watching Fox today and I saw Brett Baer attacking Newt Gingrich, saying you were okay with Philadelphia 4 years ago. You didn't have the same gripe you have now. And Newt is trying to get a word in edgewise. Brett wouldn't even let him talk. No neck, Brett, right? Wouldn't even let him talk. And when Gingrich finally did get a word in, he said it was a completely different election scenario last year. It was a more decisive victory. There was no way to overcome it, and they weren't trying to do what they're doing right now. But it suffice to say, Brad, when I saw that, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on over there? And then when you combine it with those goofy calls, Virginia, less than 1%, 15 minutes after the polls close, Arizona, failing to call Texas, failing to call Florida, for that matter, failing to call Pennsylvania when it was 700,000 up with 65% left. You would have had a different turnout if that had happened. Brad, just give me some indication of why you think that's happening, because we're losing that one former echo chamber we had, and now we got One American Newsmax, but they're much smaller venues and it doesn't reach everybody's homes. Go ahead.
I wish I had an answer for it. I watched Fox on election night, and you and I were talking during some of that. And I mean, I was just baffled and couldn't get my head around, like, what's the play here? Why are they doing it this way? The only thing I can think of is you know, it's a hive mind, right? I mean, it's just they're all kind of coming together. If you look at the backgrounds, a lot of the people in the major news media, they all have a very similar upbringing and background, similar education background. So we're looking at, you know, one or two people with, you know, 100 different faces is probably the most likely scenario.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, Justin, I like your response on that. It's true. It is true. Justin, there's questions coming in. Well, not really questions, but lots of comments coming in here. And Brad, I notice, is in the Facebook page too. Brad, while we're during the break, you probably heard some of the conversation. I'm sure you did. But one of the comments is, see if I can find it. It was from John Korzenowski, I believe, who said something. Wouldn't be great if Trump were to set up his own media empire. Coming in from Scott and from John, and others are commenting, Justin, that we would love to see Trump start his own broadcast media. conglomerate, which wouldn't that, I mean, knowing what he knows, it would be huge.
Yeah. But, you know, when I take a look at Fox News and all the other mainstream media, the word that comes into my mind is Operation Mockingbird.
Tell us. I'm lost there.
Operation Mockingbird is pretty well documented and proven. It's the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency infiltrating U.S. media to make them propaganda arms of their, you know, clandestine, you know, policy to control the country.
You're going back a ways, too. That's old stuff. That's going way back.
Listen, still running today. It's not going. It's not old. It's still active, as far as I'll
tell you what. I happen to know for a fact that this show was being listened to in the bowels of the White House on Sundays when during the Obama administration. I can tell you that for a fact. I know people involved, but I would love to see. And I think Trump, because believe me, the one thing he hates about all of this is the way he was treated by the mainstream press. And, you know, without him, they're going to be hurting because Biden isn't going to give many ratings. Trust me. Nobody cares about Joe Biden. Look, even if these numbers were legit coming out of the Democrat strongholds of Philadelphia, Atlanta, all magically stopped voting until they wanted to find out how many they needed. And then you go up into Milwaukee, Detroit, where there's credible evidence now going to court about election engineering. You know, don't put backdate every ballot, they were told. They're going to court. The Republicans are going to court on this. They're begging the media to do their job. Investigate it. Don't take our word for it. Investigate what we know. If it were the other way around, you'd be all over it. So if it were legit numbers, okay, even if it really truly were legit numbers, that's just people that were voting against Trump that didn't like Donald Trump. I don't know, Brad, it's a mess. It's really impossible right now, I think, to wrap around, get our head around stuff like that. But it's fascinating to talk about. You guys care to give any indication of what you think is going to happen? Brad, I'll start with you. You've got about 20 or 30 seconds. Go for it. What do you think is going to shake out here?
You know, I have no idea. I think the main thing is right now we should be patient and level-headed. You got to remember it took a month to get to the Supreme Court back in 2000. We got a long road ahead of us, you know, and a lot of work to do.
Nancy Pelosi's already called it. Pelosi's already called it for Biden. He's going to wind up. He's a fool if he does call it, because it is going to go to the courts. Justin, real quick, tell us, what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this is going to play out, my friend?
Well, I think Trump's going to take it to the courts, and we pray to God that he prevails. I think probably the other side is going to claim that they have won the election, but President Trump just needs to stand strong and just keep on suing the heck out of them until we either get get those illegal votes cast out, or get a redo election in the disputed states.
Yeah, there's far too many questions going on here. There's proof of it. There's ignoring of court orders in Philadelphia. We know what's going on in Detroit. Atlanta's a joke. Recount underway right now. I mean, what an absolute joke that is. So we're going to find out. It's going to play out. You guys are both going to be back for the roundtable on Sunday. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, thank you for being here. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, thank you for being here, my friend. Both of you will be back. Also, coming up Sunday, Meadows' dad, Andrew Pollock, will be on the show with me for a solid hour. Wow. Wait till you hear this interview, and wait till you find out where he's at, too. You're going to be blown away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is done for the week. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast on Sunday. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, guys.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.